None of the teachers at an elementary school in Eagle Grove more than 70 years ago understood why young Archie Willard couldn't read. They labeled him lazy and stupid and ordered him to the back of the class, telling him to stay out of the way of the other students so they could go about the job of learning.
And I looked out the window and I put myself in a fantasy land I daydreamed and I watched the leaves fall and watched the snow and watched the snow melt, and that was my world.
This was during the Depression years, long before much was known about learning disabilities such as dyslexia. Educators then rarely treated the disorders, choosing instead to ignore them and automatically passing slow-learning students on to the next grade. And so, Archie Willard progressed through school, aided by a good memory, athletic talent, and popularity.
I had a lot of girlfriends, and they helped me out.
Willard managed to graduate high school, and even made it through a junior college on a football scholarship before his inability to put words together forced him to abandon higher education. For the next 31 years, he worked on the slaughter floor at the Hormel meatpacking plant in Fort Dodge.
I didn't need to know how to read there. I just worked fast with my hands.
Willard was moving through life as one of the estimated 20% of all adults with a learning disability. He had bucked the odds by landing a steady job even though he couldn't read. Studies show only about half the people with LD are employed. But then in 1982, the Hormel plant in Fort Dodge closed. Willard found himself as a 50-year-old man with a family and not many prospects. He realized if he were ever to land more than a minimum wage job in the future, he had to learn to read. That's when his wife told him about an adult literacy program at Iowa Central Community College. The idea of going back to school in middle age scared him.
I went to the place of the building I was supposed to go, and I drove by it, and I drove around the block. Then I said to myself, "You don't have a reading problem." And then another voice inside me said, "Oh, yes, you do."
Willard drove around the block twice more before he climbed out of the car. Once inside, he discovered deciding to enroll in the reading class was the easy part.
When I walked out of there, it was like I'd been running laps in the gymnasium. It was that tough. But when I walked out, I knew that I had a second chance in life.
It took him 2.5 years to complete the program, but that second chance led Willard to a 14-year career as an insurance adjuster. The world in which Karen Thompson grew up with a learning disability is much different from the one Archie Willard experienced. The advent of computers has improved the communication abilities for people who have trouble reading and writing. Spell check catches errors in emails before they're sent. Audiobooks help with reading comprehension. But getting by for Thompson is still tough. She's picked up some tricks along the way to compensate. She says it helps when she is able to place phrases in context.
I use color coding on my calendar, for example. I have meetings are in yellow and trainings are in red and things for my kids are in orange. And, you know, I use color coding in that way to help me decipher things.
Thompson heads a Johnston-based nonprofit agency that provides resources for the parents of learning disabled kids. She was diagnosed with LD when she was 7. If she takes her time, in some cases moving through words letter by letter, she reads pretty well these days.
That's not to say that there aren't still times when I get stressed or tired or rushed and things really kind of go berserk for me on a page, but for the most part, I compensate very well.
Thompson knows she will never outgrow her reading disability. It's impossible to rewire a brain so letters on a page aren't so jumbled. Denise Little couldn't read until 4th grade. She now teaches 2nd graders in the Community College School District near Cedar Rapids. She says she has come to terms with her LD.
When I go in for job interviews, I always tell my, you know, principals I'm interviewing with that I am dyslexic, because they need to know that. They need to know that this is who I am, and there's going to be days where I'm tired that it's going to come out, and they're going to notice things and go, oh.
Little says she has an understanding boss who delivers written materials to her well in advance of meetings so she can prepare. For every Denise Little, Karen Thompson, and Archie Willard, however, there are thousands of learning disabled people who drop out of school or end up behind bars. At least half of all prisoners struggle to read because of dyslexia. Robin Malmberg operates the literacy program at the Mount Pleasant Correctional Facility. She recounts the case of one 50-year-old inmate who read at a third-grade level when she met him.
He was told in eighth grade by one of his teachers that you're never going to graduate, you might as well drop out. He did. He ended up in prison. We've been paying for him for, 20 years.
Malmberg says the man has now earned a GED. With that in hand, she says, he's much less likely to return to prison once he's released. Archie Willard, that former dreamy kid who sat apart from his classmates in Eagle Grove, is now 81 years old. He has become a sought-after speaker on learning disabilities, traveling to Russia, Finland, and the Czech Republic to tell his story.
I want to be an advocate for people. I want things to be better for people who have literacy problems. And I don't want to see people hiding in little kids sitting in the back of the room like I did.
Willard tells the people he meets who struggle to read, there is hope out there for them. They can overcome the disability, just like he did. In Eagle Grove, I'm Rob Dillard, Iowa Public Radio News.